Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha covers Deuteronomy 33 and 34, and it is called Vizat HaBarcha. This is the last parasha in the cycle. Next week, we will start anew back in Genesis 1, Bereshit. I think we have a new thing coming next week. All right, should be interesting. In these two chapters, we will read of the blessing that Moses bestowed on the tribes as they would be entering into the promised land soon. And the last chapter will be the death of Moses. 33:1 starts out this way. This is the blessing with which Moses, the man God blessed, the people of Israel before his death. When Moses gives his blessing, only Moses, Joshua, and Caleb had any experience in Egypt as adults, as all the generations had perished before in the wilderness these last 40 years. When we think of the book of Deuteronomy, it is Moses telling the people what has taken place throughout their exodus during the last 40 years. And while most of the reading of Torah is of the continued flaws of the Jewish people had with relationship to how they followed God, this chapter is about the blessing that God bestows upon the people of Israel. One interesting note, the tribe of Simeon is not mentioned in this spot. Moses starts out by giving a blessing to the tribe of Reuben. And Moses prays that this tribe would never be extinct in Israel. And he blesses Judah next. And he calls it the royal tribe from which Messiah will come. He then blesses the tribe of Levi. And if you remember, the tribe of Levi was the one that when Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, the Levites sided with the Lord against those who built the golden calf, and they were the instrument God used to kill those people who were responsible for the golden calf incident, with the exception of Aaron. So, just as a thought to remember, when you think your sin is too great to be forgiven, here is Aaron, who builds the golden calf, and when his brother Moses asks him about it, he says, "It appeared out of the fire." Really? Aaron repents of his sin and God makes him the first priest. So just like us, or just like him, we are redeemable. Good to remember. So the tribe of Levi was given the privilege to be the teacher of the word of the law. And then he honors the tribe of Benjamin, Ephraim, Manasseh, and the others. He blesses Asher last, and he tells him that he would be blessed with many children and that he would be able to dip his feet in oil. And today we find there is much oil in that area. The chapter ends with Moses telling the people, "Your enemies shall come fawning to you, and you shall tread upon their backs." And when Israel followed the law, that's what happened. And when they didn't, God punished them. In chapter 34, Moses begins the trek up from the plains of Moab to the Mount Zebo. And from there, God shows him all the promised land, but again reminds him that he would not enter it. His actions with regard to taking credit from the water that he brought from the rock cost him and Aaron that opportunity. God says to him, "I have let you see it with your own eyes, but you shall never go over there." Moses was 120 years old when he died. God buried him in a place that is unknown to man. So he stays on that mountain. Now, many centuries later, Moses does make it to the promised land with Elijah when they visit Yeshua on the Mount of Transfiguration. So while he didn't enter the promised land that day, he did later on, and in good company of Elijah, and still doing the work of the Lord. The people mourn the death of Moses for 30 days. And then Joshua, God's choice for Moses' successor, takes the Israelis into the promised land that God promised to give and fulfilled Adonai's promise. Some thoughts to consider. Moses brought down the law to the people. Jewish people think today that if they follow the law, it saves them from their sin. But the law never saves anyone, just reveals their sin. It never removes it. The only way sin is truly removed is through the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, by the grace and the mercy of El Elyon, the God Most High. As Joshua begins to lead the people, they will obey him as God had commanded, verse 10 in chapter 34 says, "And there has never arisen a prophet since all Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." That is high praise from Elohim given to Moses. One final thought, when we read chapter 34, while it falls in the Torah, not really sure if Moses wrote it or Joshua wrote it, but while we may ponder that, either way, it doesn't matter, because it is most definitely the word of God. Amen.